The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said his disciples left from there and began to journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. In the second letter of St. James, explains us very important thing about the wisdom. The wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. There are two kinds of wisdom, the wrong kind of wisdom and the true wisdom. We know that wisdom is very important and one of the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. So let us see these two kinds of wisdom, false wisdom and true wisdom. The first is the wrong kind of wisdom. Such wisdom is not the wisdom which comes down from above, but it is earthly, characteristic of the natural man, inspired not but by God, but by the devil. St. James says, "For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there is disorder and every evil thing." Isn't this what is thing in the world today? This bitter and arrogant wisdom, so-called, is very different from real wisdom. James, first of all, describes it in itself and then in its effects. Let us see it in itself. First, It is earthly. Its standards and sources are earthly. It measures success in worldly terms, and its aims are worldly aims. St. Paul says, God purposely chose what the world considers nonsense in order to shame the wise. And he chose what the world considers weak in order to shame the powerful. He chose what the world looks down on and despises and thinks is nothing in order to destroy what the world thinks is important. So you see, the standard of God and the standard of this world is completely opposed each other. Secondly, it is characteristic of the natural man. What does it mean by this natural man? Basically, the natural man is one who does not have the Holy Spirit residing within him. As Jesus said, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. Yes, there is a great difference between the natural man and the spiritual man. There is a great difference between a baptized man and an unbaptized man. Thank God, all of us, I think, we are baptized, or maybe we are ongoing. Yes, there is a great difference. When we are baptized and confirmed, the Holy Spirit flows in our being, in our soul. We are completely different persons, different from the natural. We become a spiritual man. St. Paul says the natural man is compared to the spiritual man and the carnal man. A natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. You see, the worldly man cannot understand about the spiritual, about the heaven things. He has not the capacity. And thirdly, this wisdom, it is not only earthly, it is not characteristic of the natural man, it is also devilish. Its source is not God, but the devil. It produces the kind of situation which the devil delights in, not God. James then describes this arrogant and bitter wisdom in its effects. The most notable thing about it is that it issues in disorder. That is to say, instead of bringing people together, it drives them apart. Instead of producing peace, it produces strife. There is a kind of person who is undoubtedly clever, with acute brain and skillful tongue, but his effect, nevertheless, in any committee, in any church, in any group, is to cause trouble and to disturb personal relationships. We have many of them. It is a sobering thing to remember that The wisdom he possesses is devilish rather than divine. We should be very careful which spirit is ruling us. Let us see also the true wisdom which comes from above, which comes from God and blesses us. The wisdom which comes from above is, first, is pure, then peaceable, considerate, willing to yield, full of mercy and of good fruits, undivided in mind, without hypocrisy. This is the true wisdom. This is what we should strive to possess, because it is given when we are confirmed with the Holy Spirit. We have to cultivate it. For the seed which one day produces the reward which righteousness brings can only be sown when personal relationships are right and by those whose conduct produces such relationships. The Jewish sages were always agreed that the true wisdom came from above. It was not the attainment of man, but the gift of God. Ben Sirach began his book with the sentence, "All wisdom comes from the Lord and is with him forever. And he makes wisdom say, I came out of the mouth of the Most High." So this wisdom comes from God to his children. We are his children. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. As someone said, my hands are pure, but my heart is not. What is going in our hearts? This is the place, the residence of all our thoughts, speech, actions, all comes from this. Is the indwelling of this Holy Spirit, of this wisdom? This purity is not about the physical body. It is about the heart. He who enters the divine temple must be pure and purify. And purity is to have a mind which thinketh holy thoughts. If our heart is pure, what we speak is good, because it is the fruit. If there is in our heart this devilish or this unwise worldly wisdom, yes, it expresses through our foul speech and bad actions. Then it is peaceable. When this peace is used for men, its basic meaning is right relationships between man and man, and between man and God. The true wisdom produces right relationships. There is a kind of clever and arrogant wisdom which separates man from man, and which makes a man look with superior contempt on his fellows. There is a kind of cruel wisdom which takes a delight in hurting others with clever but cutting words. There is a kind of deprived wisdom which seduces men away from their loyalty to God. But the true wisdom at all times brings men closer to one another and to God. That is why the Holy Spirit gives this gift, to make one people of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus, and one family of this wonderful God. These are the church, these are the Catholic. Then it is gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconsistency or insincerity. This is the man who knows when it is actually wrong to apply the strict letter of the law. He knows how to forgive when strict justice gives him a perfect right to condemn. He knows how to make allowances when not to stand upon his rights, how to temper justice with mercy. Always remember that there are great things in the world than rules and regulations. This is what Jesus told us in today's gospel. He had all the rights to defend himself, but he chose the other way. There is also other way to overcome the enemy. Not bombs, but love. That is why St. Paul says, don't to be mastered by evil, but master evil with good. This is the way of Jesus. This is the way of the church. This is the way we should follow. So, dear brothers and sisters, let's ask our good God to renew in us this wonderful wisdom. When God asks the greatest in the world, the greatest king, Solomon, we know in the history, ask me what would you like me to give you, God says. And Solomon says, please, I am a young ruler. I am unskillful in leadership. Would you give me the wisdom to discern between bad and good and rule your people? You see, the Bible says, God was so pleased with this. Yes, Solomon, you asked me a wonderful thing. I will give you what you ask. Not only that, because you did not ask rich, you did not ask your enemy's life or long life, and I will give you all riches and glory no one possesses in this world. So, brothers and sisters, let us ask our good God to give us this wisdom from above to discern the good between the good and the bad, and to choose the good and to choose the right, and have good relationship at home and with all men, and be an instrument of this wonderful message of gospel, of unity, of brotherhood, and of peace and love. May God give us this wonderful wisdom to testify it and to be the true children of God. God bless you.